You're listening to SBS News.
In his maiden speech before the Senate on Tuesday night, Fraser Anning called for immigration which favoured what he called European Christian values in a plebiscite on which migrants can enter Australia. In the process, the Katter's Australia Party senator from Queensland said, "The final solution to the immigration problem is, of course, a popular vote." The phrase, final solution, is tangled in history, usually associated with Nazi Germany and the genocide of Jews during the Second World War. Around 1942, the Nazi leadership established a plan called the final solution to the Jewish question, which led to the deaths of about 6 million Jewish people in occupied parts of Europe. The co-chief executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Alex Rivchin, says the phrase will forever be associated with the systematic annihilation of the Jewish people.
It still stands as the most intolerable, unspeakable, horrific crime in history. And for it to be evoked in modern political debate is really contemptible.
But the word solution was actually used in political discussions about Jews in Germany long before the genocide. In the late 18th century, it was used during a bid to secure Jews equal legal rights. In the 19th century, the word was used again, when Germans were debating the terms of migration and citizenship for minorities. University of Sydney history professor Dirk Moses says Senator Anning entered into similar territory in his speech.
People didn't necessarily think of genocide when they spoke about solutions in the 19th century. Even into the 20th century, they thought about reversing legal equality, so having discriminatory legislation. They spoke about deportation and preventing the migration of Jews into Germany. In that sense, when we're talking about the 19th century, there are definitely points of contact with the kind of thinking that the senator has articulated in his parliamentary speech.
Professor Moses says in the 1930s and 40s, the Nazis intensified the meaning of the phrase, pushing it in the direction of genocide.
Their solution would be a final solution, so no more half measures, and that would be mass murder, deportation and mass murder.
Monash University linguistics lecturer Simon Musgrave says the only way taboo phrases can be safely used is to place them in a context which forces them to be read or heard in an entirely different way. And Dr. Musgrave says that is very difficult to do.
For ones that are taboo, you really do need to be very careful, and you do need to make sure that if you don't want the taboo meaning and the taboo connotations, that you do provide the context that makes it clear that you are thinking of those words as separate words and not as a phrase.
The Executive Council of Australian Jewry says regardless of his intentions, Senator Anning chose words which would have been deeply unsettling for Jewish Australians. In particular, the council says Holocaust survivors would have felt it. Alex Rivchin says it's deeply troubling that anyone would evoke the terminology of Nazism to make a political point.
The expression final solution to a problem has no other popular meaning. It has no other usage other than with regards to the Holocaust. And Senator Anning is no fool. He's an intelligent man. He knew exactly what he was doing in using that phrase.
Mr. Revchin says it's the kind of discourse that creates fear and disorder in the community.
It's deeply harmful to our society. It rips apart any hope of social cohesion and harmony in our society. And it needs to be condemned, and the senator should apologise and withdraw his remarks unequivocally.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.